song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
It's Gary Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march.
Wiley stands at his own 24, waits for the snap. Rodgers deep for Nebraska. Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rodgers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield with the 35 to the 40. He's at the 45.
He turns, tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns, he's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown. Touchdown!
Close to the eye, the snap with Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger, and Nebraska takes the lead. It is history. 13-0.
Daddy Show, the final day of July of 2009. We're glad to have you along with us on this Friday. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, Merritt in doing the producing today of the radio show, and we're glad to have you along with us. We've been in Dallas all week, so when we got back yesterday, we talked a little baseball, we talked a little pro football, kind of caught up on some things, but today we're going to get back into Big 12 football talk. Big 12 preseason player of the year, Ndamukong Suh of Nebraska. We will hear from him, our conversation that we had with him earlier in the week. Also, the starting quarterback for the Kansas Jayhawks, Todd Reesing, is going to join us on the program today. Those are among our guests. Phone lines are open, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. Also, the Dent Popper inbox wide open, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Get it in your favorites. You type it once. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Who do we have coming up in the next few weeks? Well, here's what next few shows, we should say. Ron Franklin, ESPN, does a lot of the major games. Also, Nate Frere from Iowa State, Curtis Gregory from Missouri, Jordan Lake from Baylor. We're also going to hear from Dave Brown from ESPN. He's the guy that really kind of puts together who decides what games we're going, where's game day going. Emily Jones, host of Big 12 Showcase and Fox Sports Net, going to join us. Gerald McCoy, many people believe him and Sue were probably one vote away from the preseason defensive player of the year. Carson Kampman, the starting quarterback right now for Kansas State. Colby Whitlock from Texas Tech. If you've been watching TV at all, he's the Mohawk kid with the tattoos on the side of his head.
Brandon Carter.
Oh, excuse me, Brandon Carter. We'll also talk to Colby Whitlock. He's the normal one.
Yeah, he's the normal one.
Marcus Burton, Colorado. Ryer Greer from Colorado. We'll talk with him. We've got a lot more that we're going to be bringing your way. Jason Jones, assistant coach at Oklahoma State. We'll talk to him about all this hoopla that's going on. But, Tony, we're back, Big 12, and we've got a lot to discuss.
Well, you mentioned Gerald McCoy, and I think the reason Gerald McCoy and Sergio Kendall, a lot of those votes in the South were split between those two guys. I think a lot of the votes in the North went to Sue. And I think that's the reason he's probably that defensive player of the year in the Big 12. And, hey, I don't think it's preseason. Every one of those guys would much rather hold that trophy up after the season than they would this preseason honor. But Sue gets the award because I think he's a dominant player in the North.
Well, and coming up, when we did our 12 previews in 12 days, we talked to everybody about who they wanted to have as far as who is going to win the North, who is going to win the South. We've got all that coming up. And it seemed like Nebraska people picked Nebraska, but Colorado, Kansas, Iowa State, Missouri, Texas, they all chose Kansas to win the Big 12 North.
Well, Kansas is, I don't understand how you can make Kansas. I realize the game is in Lawrence, Kansas. I understand that. But they've still got Texas and Oklahoma. They've still got Texas and Oklahoma to play. They've still got Texas and Oklahoma to play on that schedule, where Nebraska does not.
In the South, Oklahoma is going to be the favorite in our little poll. Texas second. We had a couple of people. Of course, Sam Mays, a former Cowboy, and doing some Oklahoma radio as well with Oklahoma State. He picked him, and so did Jeff Martin from the Wichita Eagle.
Well, Oklahoma State, there's still got to be that disparity. There's still got to be that disparity deal in talent between those teams, And I think until they step up and they've got to knock off the first one in Texas first, because then Bedlam, you know, if they don't do that, then Bedlam's not going to be Bedlam.
Well, you pick Nebraska, Oklahoma. I pick Nebraska, Texas. Right now, give me your Big 12 North. How's it break down?
My Big 12 North, I've got Nebraska, I've got Kansas, I've got Missouri, then I've got Colorado, then I've got Iowa State.
What are you going to do with Kansas State?
I've got Kansas State right ahead of Iowa State.
Okay, and in the South?
My South, I've got Oklahoma, Texas, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech. And I think Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, I think there's going to be a key moment where Texas Tech could actually remain third in that grouping. And then I've got Baylor jumping ahead of Texas A&M and actually making a bowl game.
I've got some disparity. Just a couple. Again, I've been on the Colorado bandwagon. But I'm nervous about Nebraska. I don't want to be the homer guy. If I'm the guy on the outside looking in, I don't know. I could pick Nebraska as low as third. Nebraska might win it. I think there are way, a lot of games that Nebraska can either win. I mean, I don't remember as many toss-up games in my lifetime for Nebraska. Not because they're great, not because anybody else is great. I mean, heck, for a couple years there, they weren't toss-ups because we were not the better team. For many years, we were so much better that there were no toss-up games. There are easily four, maybe five conference games that are toss-ups.
No doubt about it. And I think one of those toss-up games is when you go to Baylor. Well, that's a toss-up game for Nebraska. Now, Joe Gans can say that was such a weird place to play because it was so quiet and nobody was there. They're starting to get fans of Baylor. It's going to be a different atmosphere. You got a new quarterback.
Missouri a toss-up. Kansas a toss-up.
Absolutely.
Colorado a toss-up. They're all on the road. You can't figure that you're going to win them all, can you? I mean, that's the scary thing. Kansas State, I don't think a toss-up. Oklahoma, I don't think is a toss-up. Iowa State, not a toss-up. Texas Tech, I think we beat at home. And then at Baylor, all along I think we win that game. But you just don't know. 5-3 in the conference, is that going to get it done? You don't expect to lose all of those. It's not going to get it done, I don't think. But again, I said it yesterday. I've said it before. I think maybe the most important game all year in the Big 12 North, there's two of them, Nebraska at Missouri. Come out, win it. Set the tone. Then you're in good shape. You've got confidence. Who knows what happens for sure in the Virginia Tech game? I think it's a loss, but still, you got confidence. You can beat Tech. You can beat Iowa State at home. You go to Baylor on a roll. Don't look ahead to Oklahoma. You get them. But that's the problem. Baylor, Oklahoma, Kansas. I'm going to tell you what right now, Tony. We talked about this years ago with USC on the road. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Remember how we talked, do you want to win the North? Would you rather lose to number one USC and win the Big 12 North, or would you rather beat USC and then finish second in the North and not play in the championship? Again, this is a case, Oklahoma, fine. Unless we're undefeated going into Baylor, which is a slight possibility, then you better not be putting your eggs in beating the Oklahoma basket.
I don't see how you could.
Because you got games at Baylor and at Kansas. But Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas, Colorado, two big games. I think I'll pick Nebraska. I still don't know why. I'll pick Nebraska 1, Colorado 2, Kansas 3, Missouri 4, Kansas State 5, Iowa State 6.
Now, we're throwing the Colorado game as being a toss-up.
I think it is a definite toss-up right now. By the time we get to that, these teams could be in totally different directions.
We were talking down there at Big 12 Media Days, and our friend from 1620 The Zone, Michael Severe, says, Tony, Colorado, yes, it came down to a 57-yard field goal, which Henry had to absolutely kill to get through the goalpost for a victory. But you look at the game. I mean, he comes right back at you saying, time of possession wasn't close. He said number of plays wasn't close in that game. There's about eight things he rattled off.
We had two bonehead plays.
The fake field goal wasn't, there was just dumb thing after weird thing that happened in that game.
Michael, it was Colorado 14, Nebraska nothing, first quarter. And there was no fluke about that. 1-888-455-ESPN. The South, Texas 1, Oklahoma 2, Oklahoma State 3, Baylor 4, Texas Tech 5, A&M 6. And you know what? I don't know what the deal is, but right now, I just don't. Texas Tech could finish last in the South. There's another bold, off-the-wall prediction. Texas Tech could finish last in the South.
Doug, I would say just because they know how to win, that will not happen. I think
they could. I'm not saying they will. They could.
What quarterback? When we got to see the quarterbacks that people took to Big 12 Media Days, which one stood out to you as being just like, wow, that kid's big. That kid looks athletic. It was Jared Johnson to me.
Sam Bradford.
Well, but what you expect out of a Heisman Trophy winner. The kid that you could just...
Of the other slugs? Okay, so Jared Johnson looked bigger than Zach Robinson. He looked more like a quarterback to you. Is that what you're saying?
I just, wow.
More than Todd Reesing. More than... talking about all the quarterbacks that were down there.
Awesome.
Obviously. I mean, the North guys doesn't count. Well, Arnaud didn't look too bad.
No.
It's too bad this kid's playing at Iowa State.
But he's just bigger and different player. I think you went, ooh.
Tony, let me give you Texas Tech's schedule. And tell me that after the Kansas State game at home, which one they are a lock to win. At Nebraska, A&M, Kansas, at Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, and Baylor at Cowboys Stadium. Which one are they a lock to win in those seven remaining games?
Well, A&M.
At home. A lock to win at home against A&M. Yeah. A lock.
Yes.
They're going to be a 17-point favorite.
13, yeah.
Okay. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will come back and we will hear from Ndamukong Suh of the Huskers, Todd Reesing of Kansas, and a lot more. Stay with us.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Pep
pepper up your weekend with great food and nonstop action entertainment at Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Watch and wager on nationwide thoroughbred racing 11:40 a.m. to 10:30 p.m., including the Columbus races from Ag Park. Plus, enjoy live draw keynote, full menu dining and bar, and the prime rib weekend special. Live it up at Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Another exciting fall sports season is on the way.
Adams back to pass, drops the ball, has to pick it up and skirts the right side, looking for some running room, gets inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Adams. It got into the end zone on a great ad lib for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
Serves across, set to the outside, Wojcik, picked up by Irvine, set to Pernicek, Pernicek puts it away, and it is now set point number one for Ravenna.
A 38-yard field goal attempt, so for the lead. Snap is down. The kick is up. It is a line drive. It is good. Oh, my! And with 15 seconds to go, a one-point lead for Elm Creek.
She'll drive it over, and Hayne with another great dig to the outside. Heaney drives over. Rocky with an equally good dig. Free ball. Here's Squires. Slide middle. Put down by Sokolowski, and we are tied. And Moncrief going to go option. Now Fakin wants to throw. He's going to throw underneath to his second receiver, and the ball is caught by Chatlin. In traffic, 35-30, 25-20, back to the middle of the field, and Chatlin's going to score.
The action starts August 28th.
Ah, summertime. Nothing like putting on the pads in 90-degree heat and sweating your way through training camp. It's the dawn of another football season. And Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation unveils end-to-end coverage of man's second favorite contact sport, reports from training camp. So you get all the dirt on who's rising up and who's washing out from the station that takes football just as seriously as you do. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunshine continues as we head through the day today with a slight chance for some showers or storms late with highs of 86. Southwest winds will also turn a bit gusty at times. For tonight, there's a good chance for shower and storm activity early with a low at 53. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. This is the weekend for the annual Coors Miller four-person scramble. Just a couple of slots left at the Kearney Country Club. You can even have your practice round paid for today. It's part of the entry fee. With the shotgun starts at 8:30 and 1 tomorrow. Also, depending on how you play, you're going to play at 8:30 or 1 on Sunday. It includes the Saturday night banquet and Calcutta. For more information, contact the Kearney Country Club, 237-2553, 237-2553, brought to you by your Nebraska Land Distributors, the Coors Miller four-person scramble. It's this weekend. Should be a beautiful weekend for golf or whatever you want to do. But if you want to take part, find out more at the Kearney Country Club, 237-2553. Nebraska Land Distributors, always doing a great job putting on the annual Coors Miller four-person scramble at the Kearney Country Club this weekend. Daddy, we chuckle. We chuckle because there are so many fundraisers going on. But we chuckle because we have so much talent in the area that we've got lots of little league teams that are moving on regionals and nationals. But before we get into this, I've got an update for you. You know, our friend and colleague Randy Bushcutter is a coach of one of the 16 and under Hogan softball teams. It is down in Wichita. Well, yesterday things opened up for them. Hogan Select won their first two games at the national tournament, beating Wichita 3-1 and Mitchell, South Dakota 8-4. So a great start there for the Hogan Select 16 and under softball team that is down at Wichita this week in their regional tournament. Now we have some youngsters on both the boys and girls side that are getting ready for their regionals. These are a little bit younger. The 13-year-old Little League softball team won the state tournament. They're advancing to Indianapolis next week. And you have got some little guys that are ready to go. And right now, I'm surprised you're even still here.
Well, the 13 and 14-year-olds, this is the teams you see on TV, as we understand it, are 11 and 12-year-olds. Those are the teams that they go to that you see in the Little League World Series in Taipei and whatever. isn't that who they always play?
Okay.
Taiwan, Taipei. That's who you always play. Yeah, that in Japan. Okay. Well, this is the 13 and 14-year-olds. The state champions is the Kearney Junior Little Leagues. They are moving on to regionals at Fort Wayne, Indiana. They're not doing this until August. We've set out a couple weeks here. So August 8th through the 11th is when that will begin. But today at Sim Shop Easy, you know what? Going to grab a quick lunch. Why not shoot by Sim Shop Easy? Because 11 to 2 today, they're having a hot dog feed for this team.
With all the trimmings.
Well, all the
trimmings. Everything you want. It's all right there. Stop by. Help them out. Talk to some of the folks that are going to be heading out to Fort Wayne, Indiana for all of this. And then tomorrow, both of these gangs are having a fundraiser at the Builder's Warehouse, a car wash going on from 11 to 2. So bring all your vehicles, all 20 of them, all one of them, whatever you got. You got something in the garage. Maybe you will you wash a boat?
What?
Golf cart?
There you go.
What do you got, Tony?
Don't wash it.
You bringing the boat up?
That would be good because my brother put it in some sand pit, and I don't know where he was at, but it's – they would not like that.
Builder's Warehouse tomorrow, the car wash. So if you can't get up to the hot dog feed at Sim Shop Easy today, right on, on 30th. And if you're coming from the east, just you'll get there anyway. It's all tore up in front of the studio and right there. But it's open to Sims. It's right there on Avenue A here in Kearney. So head to Sim Shop Easy from 11 to 2 for the hot dog feed. And then the Builder's Warehouse, the car wash for both the gals and the baseball team tomorrow from 11 to 2 as well.
I'm going to Sim Shop Easy at noon today. The great wieners
at
Sims.
I don't have to eat lunch with you then. Is that right?
Great wieners at Sims. I'm excited for this.
You go at noon. I'll slide by about 1:30. You should be gone by then.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. Fort Wayne. So that should be a great opportunity for these kids to see where they match up now. Obviously, the state champs. It's weird because these kids have an opportunity to go on and play, where the juniors team that just won state for the third time in a row.
They're done. That's okay.
I still think that everybody wants to go see where they rate nationally. That's the fun part about playing. If you're an elite team that's that good. I mean, it'd be too bad for the softball team that has a chance to go to Wichita and advance and go 3-0 in the national tournament not to have had that opportunity.
When does it stop? When you won the state basketball tournament, did you move on and play more? The kids got to go to school eventually.
Omaha Benson wanted us, but
yeah,
we declined.
Well, you have to draw a line somewhere. These kids played all summer, and they're going to play in the tournaments that they play. And there's still another tournament after this for the youngsters if they get it fortunate enough to continue to win. So, and again, we know this is going on all the time. Just drop us a line. Get us something to the studio. Shoot us an email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doesn't have to be just Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. You got something going on out there. We'll try and give you as much pub as we possibly can and let folks know what's going on. So, again, Sim Shop Easy today from 11 to 2. They've got a hot dog feed going on there. And Builder's Warehouse tomorrow from 11 to 2. Car wash going on. Bring whatever you need. In fact, Daddy might go up in his swim trunks tomorrow. That'd be like washing a small Yugo.
That'd be great.
You good with that? So,
thanks, Jeff, for the information.
You there you go. Back to sports here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Royals lost yesterday. And anyway, what else we got to talk about on the national scene? David Ortiz, Manny Ramirez, that whole thing came out right about this time yesterday. I don't care. I don't care.
I got to be with you. If it's court sealed, why does it have to be court sealed? Why isn't it paper shredded? If it's court sealed and nobody's going to find out, why isn't it burned in an incinerator? Court sealed? What? Whoever's leaking it, who's ever leaking it out of their arms cut off? And then, as they're bleeding to death, shot in a town square. It's illegal to. And then when you hear Nomar Garciaparra come out and say, hey, there were guys out there that just said, hey, I'm not going to take the test, just write me down as positive. If that's the case, then there's more people on that list that didn't even take the test.
What's wrong with you? Wow. You got me kind of in a weird, bad, scary mood.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, there's just no consequences for these people that do things like this.
Tony, I want to be in a better mood. I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. You just, like, flipped out. You're talking little kids, and then you want to cut arms off. You freak show. Let's go to a good mood. Oh, yeah. The Cubs are back in first place. You know what? The Cubs are actually starting to play good baseball right now. And so to all those Cubs fans out there, you know what they're doing. They've got that big old piece of fish lure wire just tied around your very important parts, and they're just yanking you right towards a disappointment in October again. But you're in first, so congratulations.
July 31st, Torrey put the shirt back on.
I don't even reference him. He knows nothing about the sport that requires a bat and a ball. Anyway, speaking of which, I'm playing injured today. I've realized that I'm old, but I had fun playing. We played some softball, played on a little co-ed team with everybody that was like half my age this year. And so fun, and last night was the last night, and I was
thank God, because you got one of those teams, nobody shows up. I mean, you got eight people most of the time.
Well, we don't really have a good manager, you know.
That's the problem.
We're out-coached all the time. Finally, last night, doubleheader, I had to make out the second book, and of course, we won that game. You know, he was off having a heater somewhere, and I just grabbed the book, said, "You guys want to win? All right, let's go." So that's what we did. And
your
at least
manager,
the second game,
maker.
Very, very competitive. Even though the other team was firing shots at my head, my melon, trying to pitch on the mound, just throwing them in there, and they're firing them at my melon. But it was fun, and it's over. And I just have a very swollen knee this morning, so that's all I'm going to say.
Line drive.
I was quick enough to move my head out of the way. I was not quick enough, well, for the most part, I was not quick enough to get out of the way of whatever that was. Well, I protected what needed to be protected. But it hit me right in the knee.
You can see the stitches of the baseball people.
We got the stitches there this morning.
By the way, 3 hours and 31 minutes remaining on the Major League Baseball trade deadline.
Blah. Blah.
You know, the steroid talk, that's part of the problem with Kansas City. We have nobody that ever did steroids other than Jose Guillen. But think about it. You think Mitch Meyer's jamming a needle in his ass? No, he just sucks because he sucks. He's doing the most he can get out of that body.
Maybe that Anderson kid coming over for Detroit, he'll be a...
Yeah, there you go, that Hall of Famer. I mean, go around, pick whatever position. Go run down the position. You think Willie Bloomquist ever did steroids? No, Willie's just getting every bit of talent out of his little God-given ability he can get out of that body. I mean, Alex Gordon, Tien.
By the way, John Buck had a home run yesterday. Just throwing that out.
John Buck, there's another one.
So there you go. American Legion State Baseball getting underway today. Lexington is now underway against Nebraska City in the Class B tournament at Wayne. The Class C tournament getting underway in West Point at noon. St. Paul will play Crofton at 2:30. Elwood Eustis against Adams, and at 5, Dakin Meridian against UTAN. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ndamukong Suh is going to join us, and we will talk with the quarterback of the Kansas Jayhawks, Todd Reesing, when we come back.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
StubHub!
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Listen up, sports fans and concert fans. When it comes to tickets, StubHub is the place to go. The world's largest ticket marketplace with a great selection of tickets to every game or show. Selling tickets? You can list them on StubHub. Reach millions of other fans looking. It's that easy. NFL and college football, folks, they're almost here. Buying or selling, StubHub backs everything with their Fan Protect Guarantee. Go to StubHub.com or call 1-866-STUBHUB. That's 1-866-STUBHUB.
AutoZone. This summer, do you want your car to say, "Wash me" or "Look at me"?
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Nothing turns heads like a car that's just been washed. Right now at AutoZone, get maximum shine. Pick up a whole gallon of Purple Power Car Wash Concentrate for just $2.99. Restrictions apply. See your AutoZone for details. Keep your car shining all summer long. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Sunshine continues as we head through the day today with a slight chance for some showers or storms late with highs of 86. Southwest winds will also turn a bit gusty at times. For tonight, there's a good chance for shower and storm activity early with a low at 53. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget a great weekend to get out and get all your grilling needs. There's only one place to get what you need to put on that grill, and that's Troutman's Quality Meats. Hey, USDA certified Angus beef this week's specials. Flat iron, $8.19 a pound. London broil's $8.49 a pound. Here's the broad of the week, mushroom Swiss. We've always got the jalapeno. They've got the beer broad as well. Hey, plug in and check out the Green Mountain Grill. Hey, all you gotta do is plug it in and away you go to culinary perfection. That's what you gotta do with the Green Mountain Grills. You can't hardly burn it on there. You cannot burn the meat on the new Green Mountain Grills. Ask Carrie about them. He's got one. He'll show you what it's about and he'll send you on your way. But check out Troutman's Quality Meats. Don't forget their bacon, baked beans, whatever else you want. Troutman's Quality Meats, great seafood selection as well.
It's fair time, folks. So you're out there trying to get things done at the fair. Maybe you need to tailgate a little bit at the fair, have some good food, go out to Troutman's. Maybe pick out a grill, take it home with you. You'll be set for this fall tailgating season. Well, Big 12 Media Days, we had a chance to talk with many, many great folks, and that included the quarterback of the Kansas Jayhawks, Todd Reesing, and our Big 12 interviews are brought to you by Dyna-Grow Seed. Dyna-Grow has SmartStax corn hybrids in their starting lineup, the agriculture industry's most advanced BT and herbicide offering available in corn today. Dyna-Grow offers SmartStax that combine 8 corn traits to provide farmers the absolute broadest spectrum of above and below ground protection available against insects and weeds versus any product in the market today. So contact your local Dyna-Grow representative to find out more about the Dyna-Grow SmartStax hybrids that are now available to order today. Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Big 12 Media Days with Kansas quarterback Todd Reesing. As we were getting ready for the interview, he says, hey, we're just getting started, and that's exactly right. Todd, I guess more microphones and more questions means the Jayhawks are probably on their way to doing a lot of great things. So how eager are you for the microphones to get out of the way and the footballs to start being thrown around?
Well, I'm pretty excited. We look forward to the season. I know there's a lot of excitement around the football program at Kansas, and there's even more excitement within the football program. So, we can't wait to kick off the 2 days and more importantly, get the 2 days over with and get down to the fun stuff and playing some games.
Todd, talk about when you realized you could play in the Big 12. Was it sophomore year in high school you thought, I can play with those guys? I'm still amazed. I look at 5'11". Okay, we're going to go 5'11", 200 pounds. And when did you realize you could play at this level?
Well, I guess the first game I played in. I always had a lot of confidence in myself, and I knew that I could compete and play with anybody if I put my mind to it. But I guess it wasn't until the first time I actually played in the Big 12 and realized that, hey, these guys aren't as big as they may seem, and they're not as fast as they may seem, and maybe I can throw a few balls and complete a couple. I think that's where it starts is believing in yourself first off. If you don't think you can do it and you're not confident enough and have that belief, then you're never going to be able to. I think that's an attribute you have to have a quarterback and as a leader. And it's something that I strive to, influence the rest of my guys on my team.
Talking with Kansas quarterback Todd Reesing. Talk about your relationship with Kerry Meyer, because I assume when the transition for you to be the starting quarterback, there was some shaky moments, and now that you guys are 1-2 as far as a combination with Dez out there, quarterback, wide receiver, kind of take us inside more than just football, but your relationship with him.
Well, in our relationship, there was never strains. There was never, any hatred or anything like that. And, you know, the whole time that I was competing against Kerry, we were living together. And, we've been great friends since I've been up here. And, he couldn't have been more supportive than, when they announced that I was going to start. And, a lot of guys would have packed up and left and said, I'm moving on, because, the thing is, people don't realize Kerry could be starting at a whole lot of schools at quarterback across the nation. And, he stuck around because he's a guy that believes in honoring his commitment and playing for the team, and he didn't want to just bail on guys. And the coaches knew that there was no way they could keep him off the field because he's too good of an athlete. And so he stuck with it, and now he's one of the best receivers in the conference. And he's accomplished that with barely even practicing at receiver. So, he never ceases to amaze me at what he can accomplish and what he can do on the football field and how hard he works, and he definitely has deserved everything that he's gotten.
I talk about the facilities and the money. KU's made a real commitment to football since you've been at Kansas. Talk about the upgrades that have been made since you've been there.
Well, it's night and day. The new facility we have over by our stadium is top notch, man. It's unbelievable, and I think it's a great tool that we have for recruiting to show young guys that people are committed to making the program, one of the best in the Big 12 and one that competes on a national basis every year. And just to be a part of the transformation going from the old facility to the new facility and getting new turf now for this next season, it's an exciting time at Kansas football, and there's changes going on, and there's people that are really excited and look forward to what we can accomplish.
We know that you guys want to win the North and get a big bowl win and maybe get a chance to win the Big 12 championship. What's your goal for the season? We heard you talking about what you were working on in the offseason. What are your goals here since you seem to be overshadowed by all the Big 12 quarterbacks in the South?
Well, the main thing I'm focused on is our team goals. And, any individual goals I have are accomplished through the team goals that we set. And, we want a chance to play for championships. We've come short of that Big 12 North title the last couple of years, and it'd be nice to go out on your senior season and be able to play for the Big 12 championship and get back to a BCS bowl game or a big time bowl game. So that's what I'm most focused on right now is doing whatever I can to help the young guys and help my teammates out to get ready for the season and put ourselves in a position to compete for championships.
Todd, everybody thinks it's going to be you and Nebraska. That game's going to decide who goes to that Big 12 championship. How difficult is it to separate yourself and know there's so many games before that instead of thinking ahead about it? Or maybe you guys have talked about it.
No, that's the last thing we're worried about now. Coach Mangino, harps on us pretty hard about, staying focused on the next game because that's the most important game. And there's a lot of games that come before that one. So the only thing we're worried about now is getting camp started and finishing the summer off strong. And then once camp starts, it's all about September 5th and that first game against Northern Colorado. And then after that, we'll take it 1 week at a time. And when the time comes, if that's a situation that has to be played out, then I look forward to it. But if not, we'll see what happens.
Kansas quarterback Todd Reesing joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Todd, have a great season. Thanks for the time.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
Starting quarterback for Kansas, Todd Reesing, as we caught up with him at Big 12 Media Days, brought to you by Dynagrow Seeds. Dynagrow, growing in your field. They've just announced and registered for sale in 2010. Smart Stacks corn hybrids in their starting lineup. Contact your local Dynagrow dealer for more information. Well, there's been a trade in Major League Baseball. We expect that there will be more as it moves along. And what a morning for Tiger Woods. Holy, holy, holy. We'll take a break. We'll talk about that and hear from the preseason defensive Big 12 Player of the Year in Ndamukong Suh right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Most of us now use a BlackBerry, an iPhone, or a Palm. It's a great way to check email when you're out of the office. But it's not enough. You need access to the files and programs on your office PC. I know I do. That's why I use GoToMyPC for complete access to everything on my computer from anywhere. I don't have to drive back to work and look at my emails at work. You can work on programs that are in your office computer that you don't have at home. You can transfer files, access network resources, work as if you were in your office without going back to your office. It's why I have a BlackBerry. It's why I use GoToMyPC. Try it free today. I've got an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners, okay? Only available after you visit GoToMyPC.com if you use the promo code Colin. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. GoToMyPC.com. It just makes life easier.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Sunshine continues as we head through the day today with a slight chance for some showers or storms late with highs of 86. Southwest winds will also turn a bit gusty at times. For tonight, there's a good chance for shower and storm activity early with a low at 53. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Tiger Woods was 7-under through seven holes today at the Buick Open. He started on the back nine this morning. He was eight shots off the lead when he teed off. He was not in good shape for making the cut. He comes out, birdie, eagles a par four, a 340-yarder. I'm not sure if he drove the thing and made a putt or if he wedged one in, but then he went and birdied out. So he's got two holes to play. He's 8-under on his round, seven birdies, one eagle, one bogey. He's 8-under on his round with two holes to play, the eighth and the ninth, a par three and a par four, a 200-yard par three and about a 435-yard par four left to play. So he's at 9-under, still three shots off the lead, though.
Now he just puts himself back in contention. Now the big story yesterday was, well, I think you said tied for 95th, Doug. So everybody, the headlines are reading, Woods could miss cut at Buick. I mean, Woods in danger of missing cut. Well, he comes out after seven holes, and yes, there was a two on a par four, but after seven holes, he is 7-under on the round today and has improved to 8-under with a bogey.
And with the trade deadline today, the Seattle Mariners have traded left-handed pitcher Jared Washburn to the Detroit Tigers in exchange for left-hander Luke French and a minor league prospect out of single-A ball. We're just getting farther and farther away from competitiveness in Major League Baseball. The bad teams give up anything that's any decent, that's even close to decent, to the good teams.
Well, I guess if you're from the Mariners' perspective is, hey, we're picking up a prospect, we're out of it totally with the talent level we've gotten, and I think things are left out of this is. For teams like Kansas City, for teams like Seattle, if Seattle's got to get more involved in probably the Japanese market. The Royals have to get more involved with, well, you know, somewhere in the Dominican and make those relationships and do a better job over there than Boston and New York, because they can't pay these players that have already proven themselves.
I thought you were taking a day off, to be honest. No. I thought you were going to Football 202 in Lincoln to learn a little something. Big day for Coach Pelini and his staff. Football 202 going on. Second year they've had this. Full day Tommy Frazier will be there, some ex-Husker assistants like Charlie McBride, Milt Tenneper, Dan Young. So you got to wonder how much coaching and how much joke telling there'll be. I'm sure it'll be a good mix between the two. So a lot of folks going down there learning more about the ins and outs of Husker football. And then what they call Junior Day, Nebraska's third of the offseason, has about 24 kids that will be seniors this year that are coming onto campus from California, Texas, Oklahoma, all over the country, the Midwest and the West, that are going to be there. And the prospects tour everything. They hear from the coaches. They see a video, dinner, and it's a wine and dine time today for them, trying to bring some prospects in.
Yeah, football 202, I think they wanted about $300 a crack for it. So it's not just – they're making a little bit of money.
Well, that was just like visiting Shaq 32, wasn't it? You just go up, buy a couple things, boom. There you go. Hey, if you don't want to get raked over the coals when it comes to lunchtime, they've got great food at reasonable prices at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island, and there's not a bad seat in the house to watch your favorite sporting event, whether it's the Buick Open, the U.S. Senior Open, the Women's British Open, and the golf. Every Major League Baseball game is there. The Coop has the games all season long, so if your favorite team doesn't happen to be somebody that's on, like the Cubs or the Royals or the Yankees, then they can find them on the TV for you, and you can watch whatever you want while you're enjoying their great lunch special every day and great food and drink specials every night. While you're there, maybe one of the Coop's great burgers, 7-ounce ground chuck, onion seasoned patties topped with lettuce, tomato, and pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun, served with fries. Maybe you want potato salad, coleslaw pasta, baked beans. They also feature the mushroom burger, patty melt, Totally Jack burger. How about the bacon burger? Or if you want some pizza, they'll whip it up for you. How about some wings, best around, and salads are there as well. Whatever you want, the Chicken Coop has it. They are on the bricks, downtown Kearney and in Grand Island. Our Big 12 football preview continues, and Big 12 Media Days from Dallas this week. We had a chance to catch up with Nebraska's preseason defensive player of the year, defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. Many people think he could go number one in the draft. Some people have him up there, definitely in the top five. We had a chance to catch up with him earlier this week. Our Doug and Daddy Big 12 football preview continues from Irving, Texas, as we have more Nebraska to talk to, and he's the cover boy this year, Daddy. Not often do you go defense to see the cover boy, but this time it's time to have the cover boy. And Ndamukong Suh joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, look at you. Look at you right there on the front of Huskers Illustrated. Daddy, you've been teaching him the swim move. He's not very impressed.
Well, I think he's coming around. He thinks it could take him to that next level and be that number one overall draft pick, preseason Big 12 Player of the Year. Ndamukong Suh joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big Suh, welcome once again. Thanks so much for the time. And how's that? It got a little ring to it, preseason Big 12 Player of the Year.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to have that. It was just definitely a surprise to me. But, I mean, like I said before, I definitely would rather have that at the end of the year. And, I mean, it's definitely nice to have it at the beginning of the year. But, like I said before, it's first and foremost all about this team. And if those things are supposed to be there, they'll be there at the end of the year.
As most of the talk, you've kind of made a lot of the rounds already today. Has most of the talk been about you coming back to school? Has it been about being Big 12 Player of the Year, or is it still focusing on the team? What are most of the questions? What are people asking you about?
It's been a pretty good combination. I mean, obviously, the Defensive Player of the Year preseason and talking about the team and all those things. But, I mean, to me, it's all about the team. And if I can't accomplish anything and help this team move forward and getting better, none of those things will be there for me at the end of the year.
A lot of comparisons, obviously, where Bo Pelini came from with Glenn Dorsey to you. Is that something you gladly invite all that talk?
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely nice to be compared to a great player like Glenn Dorsey. But, I mean, like I've said before, he's a tremendous athlete. He's obviously in the NFL for a reason. And I haven't had an opportunity to get to that next level. One, because I chose to stay. And then, obviously, I mean, I don't know. I still got to work, and I mean, my biggest thing is that I came back for the reason because I only had 6 months or so to work with the Pelinis and Coach JP. So I can only imagine how much more I can learn from them in this upcoming season.
Talking with Ndamukong Suh here on the Doug and Daddy Show as the Huskers getting ready for 2009. This defensive line, this offensive line, lots of thumbs up, a lot of kudos. We had a chance to talk to Roy Helu. He says, boy, there's some battles in the trenches. Jacob Hickman says there's some battle in the trenches. Let's get your side of things.
There's definitely some battles in the trenches. I mean, it's fun. It's all fun and games. And, I mean, it gets serious. It gets some heated battles. But, I mean, we're all pushing each other. And the reason why you have those battles is because we're pushing each other. And if we weren't pushing each other, we obviously wouldn't have those things. It'd just be a laid-back playing patty cake and all that stuff. And I don't like playing patty cake. I don't see myself as a little girl doing all that stuff.
You know what? Neither does Ricky Henry. I heard him and you get after it pretty good. And you kind of get on the ground, and people got to be separated. You got any stories for us, Big Sue?
Yeah, it's definitely – there's been a little bit of that, but not too much. I mean, it gets heated, and sometimes it results in a little more physical stuff. But, I mean, me and Ricky are good by the end of the – by 5 minutes later. And that's signs of great teammates going after each other. And I respect Ricky with a lot. I have a lot of respect for him for the simple fact a lot of guys would be like, oh, you're the big guy on campus and doing all this stuff, which I don't see myself as, and wouldn't go hard. And Ricky goes hard, and that's the reason why I think I'm going to get that much more better. He's going to get that much better, and he's going to be a great asset to our offensive line this upcoming season.
Another teammate, Barry Turner, coming back off injury. What can you tell us about how he looks right now?
Barry looks real good, and then the thing is that I know kind of what he's going to go through, or what he's been going through a little bit, for the simple fact that I went through my own pretty big injury, and I mean, I think spring ball was the best thing for him, and I'm glad he got to come back for it, because when he did come back, he was a little hesitant and favored his ankle and whatnot, but I mean, you just kind of saw him grow and kind of forget about it, and obviously by the end of spring ball, he forgot about it and was playing well, and that's a tough thing to not second guess and think about your injury, because it's just human nature to do that, and I think he's gotten that move past that, and I think he's going to be a huge piece, because he's going to be like another starter for us in replacing Zach Powder.
Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, Ndamukong Suh joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just another minute here with him. Of course, everybody, we're 140 miles down the interstate from Lincoln. Big Sue, everybody wants to know about Jared Crick and how he's doing. You expect him to play next to you when the season starts. Will he be that starter?
That's not my decision, and that's coaches. But I mean, I definitely could see it, and I think he was played all next to me the whole time during spring, and which was great. I mean, we're starting to get that bond like me and Steinkuhler had, and getting a feel for each other, and understand how if a guy makes a move here and there, where he's going to end up, and not necessarily have to be guessing what is he going to do next, or do I have to cover it for him, or is he going to come run into me? So things of that nature have worked himself out, which is good, because I mean he's playing real hard and making a lot of plays. He's made a lot of plays in spring ball.
Last question, whether you want to be that or not, I assume a lot of people are going to be pointing at you as the leadership, the man with the leadership role on this team. Has Coach Pelini talked to you about that? Are you comfortable with that? Is that something that you grow on and think about, or is that just something that happens?
I've always seen myself as a leader, not necessarily as a vocal leader. I'm more of a kind of shown, kind of give you a good example to look after, and that's kind of how I carry myself. And Coach Pelini has said in the past he sees me as the face of the program and wants me to speak up a little bit more vocally. But, I mean, I'm more than happy to take that role and carry it. And but the vocal piece is something I'm have to work on. But it's not something that's not going to be not genuine, and that's the way I approach it.
I think he just refers to it as the Ricky. That's the leadership he shows on the field.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun following you. I know you guys are putting in a lot of work this summer, but maybe get a few days off here. But August, what, 5th or 6th, it really gets underway.
Yeah, August 8th, it's going to be a blast. Definitely won't be too much fun, just because we won't have the pads on, but we'll get there.
Now, you enjoy football practice. You look fun. See, I just hate it. It was just so miserable and hot. You enjoy going out there.
I used to not like it, but, I mean, I love it now, just for the simple fact that, I mean, all this time that we've been sitting since the end of April, and then, or the middle of April, and now I get a chance to get back out there and hit some of my teammates. It's gonna feel good. And thing that I don't know that we've been doing on the defensive line that I've more reiterated is that we like to throw our running backs on their necks. So that's what we don't want to hurt them too much, but we're going to let them feel our pressure and presence that we're there.
He's the Big 12 Preseason Defensive Player of the Year from the Huskers, and Domokong Su with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Domokong, best of luck. We'll see you again in Lincoln.
Thank you very much.
And Domokong Su from Big 12 Media Days, as we continue to bring you interviews brought to you by New Tech Seed. See Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. New Tech Seed, you know you're planting quality. New Tech Seed dealer in your area to help you get the best this season. They're the undisputed Midwest dealer, the name you know you can trust. Contact Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Tiger Woods gets another birdie. He's got one hole to play. He's 9-under today.
With a bogey.
What are you doing this weekend?
Don't have like a slow weekend. Not many plans.
Middle of the summer and nothing to do?
Middle of summer. Not much going on.
Well, if you want to hang out with Daddy, give him a call. Daddy's available, folks. Find the Daddy.
You're going to be playing a little quarter scramble.
Yeah, I'm gonna go lose some golf balls this weekend. I'm just trying to find another sport that I'm not good at. So, and there's a lot of them out there. So this is going to be the next one. But it's going to be fun this weekend. So whatever you're doing, if you're hanging with the family, hanging with friends, golfing, fishing, working on a house, mowing the lawn, find some time to have some fun with the kids, playing some ball, whatever you're doing. Enjoy your weekend, folks. We want to thank Domokong Su of the Huskers, Todd Reesing, Kansas quarterback, for joining us on the show today. Among the folks that you'll be hearing from Monday, defensive tackle Gerald McCoy of the Oklahoma Sooners.
Hey, we'll see you then. Doug and Daddy Show, Summer Nebraska's ESPN Radio, Superstation 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.